Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Shall we?
Yeah.
We shall. Boom,
boom. News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide.
That was too
news.
Much.
Or no.
For the first day back,
no,
for that
it's
to happen,
the exact right
just,
amount, Aaron.
I was not expecting it.
I don't want to hear it.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. The final total is in. The amount of calories that the average American ate for Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
4,500 calories and about 229 grams of fat. But 'tis the season of splurging. Yeah. These calories do not count.
Did you do that? You think you hit 4,500?
I have not had a different meal since Thanksgiving.
Like, so you've just been eating the leftovers?
Oh, yeah. And each time the plate is just full.
I think I threw it all out last night. Like, we did one last just full-on binge. But, like, I kept the turkey because I smoke turkeys and I've just been, like, slicing them for sandwiches. I think I can keep that.
No, I think I'm past the point of, like, when leftovers are good, but I'm still going.
No, you got it. You got to be done. Like, mashed potatoes. Like, by the way, this is just between me and Aaron because Tiak is a loser and doesn't like any of the foods we're talking about.
No, none of them.
Mm-hmm. Not even mashed potatoes?
I would do mashed potatoes, yeah. Yeah,
it's like chewing up a french fry in your mouth. It's just a
I like a mashed potato, but a lot of times, especially at Thanksgiving, people get so creative with their casserole-esque dishes. They turn everything into a casserole.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's like, just give me mac and cheese. They're like, well, this has, instead, we've got graham crackers crumpled on the top of it. You're like, no, I just wanted the, that was baked in a pan. It's been baked, like, just
you're right. But I'm, like, I keep it simple. It's peas, potatoes, stuffing. Like, it's just staples. Yeah. Yams, sweet potatoes, whatever.
Okay.
I know graham crackers on...
That's what they do. Everything's all in a pan. And
I know I'm not supposed to be doing a story, but I do think today's the day.
Okay.
Like, I think you have to dump...
the leftovers by now.
I think today... like last Thursday.
Are you guys of... do you like the leftovers better? I heard a lot of that talk at Thanksgiving.
I kind of do.
Like,
yeah.
The real... which is... no, it's terrible enough on the day. It is.
No,
you want to eat it cold the next day?
There's something about cold stuffing.
Well, I don't want it cold. I still want to heat it up, but it's always better the next.
But then you can go back and forth. Like, I'll walk by. I'll open the Tupperware. Like, we're gonna warm up stuff or what later, and so I'll just kind of set it on the counter. Like, and I'll just walk by and just like I'm full before I even make a plate. Because like cold stuffing is like
gross.
That's what I'm talking. You can't even tell what the stuffing is because everything looks like stuffing. Everything just piles of stuff mixed together.
And the cranberries, oh, God, it's all so good.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A big day today as it is a yet another holiday, Cyber Monday. How are you planning to celebrate? It was actually, the phrase was coined back in 2005. I kind of like this. It's definitely a marketing holiday.
Oh, absolutely.
But there was some truth to it because people, they saw that there was a trend. People were genuinely spending more money online on the Monday after
Thanksgiving. Do you know that that's not true this year?
It's not true this year?
I read it was a record-breaking Black Friday this year, but it was record-breaking online.
Online, I believe that.
Everyone just went like, Black Friday deals.
Because Black Friday deals have also been going on for the past 2 weeks.
Yes. And Black Friday deals, if you can
They're not good anymore.
Instead of fighting somebody at Walmart for like a TV that you could buy at Costco for the same price without fighting anyone. Like
I go for the fight.
That's no, what makes, God, it's so, just, I no, accidentally went to Target.
It's the holidays.
No, it's the worst. Just don't, just
No, I'm kind of with T-Hack because that's when the deals were good. Now they're not.
They used to be, like I had family members who would wake up and like go camp out. It's not. But, okay.
I did too, yeah. Bring walkie-talkies and all that back in the day.
The best.
That's fun. Like you're skiing. Like you're up on a mountain. Exactly. Like you're in case someone gets lost in the backcountry, right. Which means, I don't know what part of Walmart is the backcountry, but all right. So that was your today's Cyber Monday. Anybody buy anything yet?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have something pulled up on my...
What are you getting?
Well, I'm debating about getting an Aura ring. If I should,
I like
text
it.
In.
Yeah. Text in to our new text line number, 303-222-5423. It's the same number. I let your thing disappear here.
That's okay.
303-222-5423 is where you call or text. If you're trying to text to that old thing.
We're not going
to
get it.
We don't, like, does it still send a bounce back like we're getting it?
Yes.
We're not getting it.
Correct.
Don't. Right. I'm not even going to say the old thing. Don't do it. That's not where
the
we
new
are
one, yeah.
anymore.
We're just streamlining it.
Yes. Streamline it. One number. One ring to control them all.
You're
getting a ring.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you are like the majority of us, there are some tips to control your holiday spending, and that's stick with cash.
No one can do that.
No.
How are you going to do Cyber Monday with cash? You can shove money into your Amazon screen? No. Yeah.
I guess
maybe. Me thinks not.
If you have a.
If you're going to a brick and mortar
store.
Debit
card or something? Like a.
No.
No?
No, that's stupid. Okay. I think they
it's
want you
assuming
to,
we have cash in the first place. That's the other.
Okay. Do you want to know why I have cash, Tiet?
Why?
Can I tell you a story about why I have cash?
Okay.
We don't have time.
We do have time. I can tell you why I have cash. Are you afraid of me telling the story of why I have cash, Aaron?
No. Oh, there's leftover cash?
Yeah, because I didn't know how much more damage you and your idiot friend were going to do.
Our idiot friend?
Yeah, well, she's not my friend right now. Aaron is no longer a strip club V-card carrying person. She's been to a strip club.
Oh.
We went to a strip club. Shotguns, shout out.
Shout out.
Frankie Bones.
Frank.
It was a lovely night. But we just went, had a good time, had a couple drinks with our friends.
Yep.
And then Erin and her friend.
Our friend.
Had girls dancing all over them, like all night long.
After, they said they wanted to.
By the way, I supplied all the ones when we got there. I supplied each of them with like two straps.
Wow. Okay.
Right? Then after the girls like drug their torsos over them for an hour, they come up to me and go like, yeah, that's X amount of dollars. I'm like, why are we talking? Why are you?
It was really funny that they just assumed. And I was like, all right, I'm going to roll with it. I don't know what to do here.
So I had to go hit the ATM. And when you're paying, the fee at an ATM, I don't know if you're like me, T-Hack, but like if you go up to an ATM and you need $100 for a birthday card and it's one of those ATMs, it's like, there is a $3 service charge. You're like, well, I'm not just for $3, then it's going to be $3 if I get $40 out, $60 out,
right,
$100
so
out,
more.
$400 get out. So I'm like, get more to make it less of a service charge, right?
Yeah, I'm the same.
So I got a boatload of money out and then I'm standing there realizing, they know how much money I got out. I called an Uber immediately. As the receipt was coming out of the ATM, I'm like, get in the Uber! Do you have another story? We got time for one more.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new trend has appeared on social media.
I'm gonna have to cut you off if you can't get it together.
All right. A new trend on social media. People are washing their Christmas trees before bringing them in the house. I've never heard of this before. Is this a real thing? I've never had a real tree.
Well, I saw that same story,
and they're also
doing it with artificial.
With what? Artificial, yeah.
You're going to blow all the crap off of it.
I don't know why they're doing it.
Well, at least with the if you get a real tree, you hose it down, you get some of the like dust, the debris, maybe some bugs, get it out of there. But
you're basically doing a DuckTorx commercial for me right now. Get all the dust, debris, and particulates out of your air ducts. Air duct, DuckTorx is now cleaning your Christmas trees. Meet me at Shotgun. I'm
the Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.